the Tom Likas Show.
I am calling in regards to the Tim Likas Show.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Mad people.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at MomiUpTom.com, 21-7. You can hear our show on demand. Let's go to PremiumTom.com. That's PremiumTom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again. You and me with a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. This hour, you're joined by family law attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, always good to see you.
Hey, great to be here, Tom.
What's going on?
Well, this week I want to talk about thinking for yourself. I know it's hard to believe, Tom, but you'd be surprised. I talk to a lot of these guys who are telling me about how they got pushed into something or talked into something. And, you know, they turn out to be, 41 and 34. And, I mean, some of the stuff that you and I kid around about in the past, Tom, we're talking about the first generation of guys raised by single mothers and so forth. I don't know how much of it is attributable to that. But it's amazing how many guys really get pushed around, don't think for themselves, get talked into things, get shoved into things. And the explanation is so juvenile. You know, she insisted. I didn't want to upset her. She kept, you know, on my case the whole time. She wouldn't leave me alone. I kind of remember a story, Tom, that you were telling years ago. I think it was, I don't want to get this wrong. That's why I need you here, Tom. It's, I think it was one of your sisters, and you were talking about how they tortured you, and that's how they would get their way. By just hawking you, you know, just like getting on you with the same question again and again,
right.
Like water torture, right?
Right.
And then ultimately, I think it was your conclusion. I think this was part of some of your early 101 stuff that that women don't necessarily need to be right, but the way that they can win arguments is by, you know, sheer relentlessness.
Right. You know, my sisters could always sing.
It was your sisters, 90, right?
99 bottles of beer on the wall, you know. Anytime somebody starts with that. You ever notice it's always the girls who start that song, and they go all the way through.
Well,
it's just the way it is.
So there's definitely some kind of a vibe where the guy is, you know, he's not perfect. He's just a regular guy. He's doing his thing, and he has this girlfriend, and it's sort of this sort of thing that leads to another thing that leads to another thing. Like you talk about one thing leads to another. Didn't really love her. Didn't really find her that pretty. But, you know, started dating her, and there was really no one else around and whatever. And, you know, made a mental note, you know, we'll just hang out for a little while. You know, not going to get serious about this one. And gradually it sort of took on a life of its own. And even the guys, you know, we talk about the girls getting pregnant and all that. Even the guys that are, you know, serious about that and use a condom and are more careful, they still succumb ultimately to a woman who just uses that female energy, what's the word, that relentlessness to just kind of chip away.
Yeah.
If you look at like the Grand Canyon, right, that was, you know, carved out by the river, right, over thousands of years.
Right.
And I remember seeing in one of these scientific things that there's this, you know, drop of water that drips and lands on a rock, you know, and it just one drop, you know, one drop every couple of seconds. And, you know, it takes like, you know, I don't know, 100 years, but that rock breaks in half.
Right.
But it's that drip, 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 you know, that Chinese water torture thing. So anyways, I think that that's really remarkable. And I think that people have to really take responsibility and be adults and recognize how, you know, other people in your life are going to try to make you do things that may not be in your best interests. And it's amazing. There's a lot of laws that are meant to protect consumers. This is a lot less going on nowadays, but there used to be like door-to-door salesmen. You remember that, right, Tommy? You lived in the Bronx in apartments, right?
Yeah, you had the vacuum cleaner salesman, the encyclopedia salesman.
Right. And, you know, there was a whole kind of thing meant to protect consumers where these guys would be, somehow, because they were in your house and they were, you know, I don't know, sitting in your damn living room or whatever and trying to sell you things, that you were somehow more vulnerable and you're more inclined to do what they want and had less ability to say no.
Because people always felt like they were wasting the person's time. We had the guy called in a couple of months ago who bought a juicer. Remember that guy, Josue, with the juicer?
Poor guy.
And his father told him to buy the juicer because he had wasted the saleswoman's time.
I know, it was a very expensive juicer.
Then she proceeded to bone him, the dad.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Anyway, so I had someone I wanted to call in. Do we have him?
Yeah, we have him.
What's his name?
His name is Philip.
All right, so Philip is a future client. He's not a client yet. He called me lately, and we were talking about some things. And he's a P1, Tom, you'll be happy to know. And, of course, he called me because of his connection to the show. And he started saying that he wanted me to help him get a prenuptial agreement. So obviously he's with someone, he's thinking of getting married. And I don't know, we just started chatting about getting married. And I discovered very quickly that Philip doesn't really want to get married.
Oh, boy.
So let's get him on, please.
All right. Philip, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you, first of all. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Philip.
There you go. So, Phil, you're a long-timer, right?
I'm a long-timer, actually. It goes back about 10 years. I initially started when I came across a Tom Likas show by accident. And I was driving on the freeway, and before you know it, his voice, his just creativity caught my attention. And ever since, I've been hooked. And, no, I'm a fan. P1,
oh,
and keep supporting Tom.
So that's a happy accident.
Absolutely, and something that has changed my life.
Wow, Tom, how'd you like
love
that?
Love that.
That's credentials, man.
Yeah.
So we were talking
Absolutely.
About, I was talking to you about, I think initially you kind of, you know, sometimes people call me and I'm not sure what they're looking for or whatever, but you kind of got into a prenuptial agreement. That's what we were talking about.
And yes, that was my initial call.
And then we sort of deconstructed it a little. So tell me about the background. You're thinking of getting married, right? And you've been with the girl like 6 years, as I recall?
Yes, you're absolutely right. So I've been with my girlfriend for going for 7 years. And now it's the time that she brings it up. Just recently, this week, she goes, well, by the way, when are we getting married?
Right.
And I'm thinking, well, you know, we're happy now, right?
We got a good thing going.
Yeah,
we got a thing going.
But exactly. Where is it going, Tom? Hold on.
Where is it going? And so
you know where it's going, right into his wallet.
Is this going anywhere? I love that line.
Exactly. Where is this going? We've been together, you know, 7 years. What's the next step? And so here I'm thinking, wait, we're fine. We've been fine for the past 7 years. And sure enough, I wanted to dig in a little bit, so I called Adam Sachs. And surely enough, Adam's very clever. He started to decompose and kind of get to the root bottom of this. And surely enough, you mentioned, well, it sounds like she wants to get married, not you. And kind of think about it, the inner voice, the soft voice that we all have, came to a bold statement saying, you know, Adam, you're right. She's the one pressing for this. I'm the one actually kind of just, you know, being string along. In reality, I really don't want to get married, and it's really to the point where I have to make it a choice. And that choice, just by having this conversation with Adam, made me realize there's no point. There's no benefit in the fact of getting married. She's the one pushing for this, and I'm kind of been strung along for the past 7 years. And Adam made it very clear. And from this point forward, you know, I'm gonna be honest with her, and I'm gonna just say it right between her eyes. You know, I'm moving out. I'm not staying with you at this point.
Now,
that is ultimatum.
I kind of got that to, I don't know, out of you, right? You kind of got on that track. But
you did.
Where was that? I mean, that's your voice. Was that suppressed? I mean, did you consciously know that?
Well, you said it. You said it. Philip, listen to yourself. You know? And it made me realize, in many instances, you have to be able to hear it from somebody that has experience does this for a living. That's his whole career, and is being candid, but brutally honest. And, you know, you shot me right between my eyes, Adam. You said it. Philip, listen, you know, what's the benefit? And in reality, do you really want this? And that's a question I ask myself, do I really want this? And I really don't. I am happy as I am right now. I'm single, as far as what my girlfriend wants, but I don't have kids, never been married, and I like that.
You do know, though, that the longer, I'm assuming you live with her after all that time, do you?
I do, yes.
Okay. If you don't want to get married and you don't want to have kids, trust me when I tell you, whatever birth control you think she's on, oops, she's going to suddenly forget to use it.
That's what I'm getting really concerned now. Because at this point, it's like, well, you know, women, they try to do different things to trap you, and I feel like that's going to be the next step.
So are you counting on her for the birth control?
She does use birth control.
As far as you know.
As far as I know. And this is where the next big question lies. You know, at any given point, you know, she can stop using it and not let me know.
Right.
If she hasn't already.
As far as I know, she has been using it, but after this conversation, I don't know that you know, she's going to continue using it, and so I don't want to wonder.
Had marriage come up before? Was that like something that you said? It was like she mentioned it lately, but that's something after all these years, she must have come up with it before.
She has actually brought it in the past, and my question has been this: since day one, I don't want to get married, and I don't want to have kids. But I feel that they, you know, they try to mold you and they try to comfort you one way or another, and they tell you that's fine. And then, in their own unique ways, they feel like they're going to change you, and you're going to change your mentality, and you're going to get suckered into thinking, okay, finally, I will.
Now, did you think of getting, for example, a vasectomy? I mean, you're saying you don't want to have kids, right?
You know, that's a good question, Adam. I thought about getting a vasectomy.
And?
And I haven't before. You know, I guess I'm to the point where I'm mature enough to go to the doctor and say I'm solid on my decision. I don't want to be able to have kids in the near future, and, you know, that's going to be an option.
Well, that's meant to be, you know, that's meant to be like to never have kids, you know, generally speaking.
Right, exactly. But that has been my decision since I was younger, and it hasn't changed as of now.
Now, as far as she goes, right, I mean, we talked about this a little. I talk to guys a lot who are with a woman that doesn't work or is kind of a screw-up or, you know, trying to be an actress or some nonsense. I mean, yours actually works, right?
Yes, she does, actually. And she does make, you know, decent income, close to six figures. Could be making six figures if she wants to. And I make, you know, decent income, but I saved up about $100,000, and so cash, and that's one of my other concerns. At this point, you know, that's why I initially called you, because I'm inquiring about a prenuptial agreement. You know, what was your thoughts on that?
Well, what do you think of her? I mean, do you think that she's just not everything you ever dreamed of? Do you think there's someone better up there, out there? Or is it just that, you know, you just don't want to be in this kind of a situation with anyone?
You know, I've seen too many horror stories, even with close friends and friends that now are on the other side of the wall, and say, you know, Philip, don't do it. I mean, I'm telling you, I already, you know, going through this phase of getting a divorce, and it's not nothing exciting about it. You're saving yourself a lot of headache.
Have you seen some of your friends go through this kind of stuff?
Yes, absolutely. And that's what actually gives me really good insight, first-hand experience, first-hand, you know, insight. Why would your best friend lie to you?
Yeah. See, one of the things that I think that's happening, I mean, we're seeing now, you know, because Tom talked about this for years, but, you know, we've seen now a lot of articles backing up what Tom's been saying, where you show, you know, statistics and the census that, you know, all these people are not getting married, and the rate of marriage is so much down, and it's a fraction of what it ever was, and they're saying now half of adults will never get married and things like that. And when you look at the circumstances, I think that a lot of guys now, like maybe you, have older brothers, or they have friends, they kind of look into these things where you go forward and they see all these different people that it's not working, you know? And they see
right.
these examples of other guys who are getting screwed, and they just say, look, I don't want that to happen to me. That's a big example when you see it. And my experience now, in terms of divorce and so forth, and, you know, when you start talking to me about a prenuptial agreement, as much as I'd love to have you as a client, I feel like the least I can do is tell you the truth, which is not to do it, you know?
And you were very honest with me, and that's actually, you know, that's a very low, you know, I mean, just calling you and you being up front and being candid, that means a lot, and that solidified my decision. From that point forward, I think within the first 5 minutes since you said that, I said, that's done. I'm not going to move forward. I'm not going to marry her. That's it.
Now, what if she really goes berserk? Because, you know, Tom's always talked about this, where you have kind of an ultimatum where the woman says, I better get an engagement ring by Christmas or whatever. I mean, you have been with this woman for a long time, so that is, you know, painful, right?
It is to an extent, but not knowing what would be the end result. And the end result is not going to be pretty, and that's almost a motivation not to do it.
Interesting.
I mean, if this is going to be, you know, and they do try to mask it, by the way. They do try to mask it. I brought up the actual numbers and try to be realistic and say, listen, look at the failure rate. And I don't want to be part of the statistics. And they always try to mask it, saying, oh, you're being pessimistic. You're looking at the negative side. That's not going to be us. And, you know, they try to take themselves out of the equation. But I'm looking at that, being quite candid with ourselves. And that's a very likely number that that's going to be us. And the best way to you fight a divorce is not get married.
Interesting. I just think, you know, one of the experiences that happens also is that things really change when you get married. There are a lot of people that have a good relationship, and this is sort of the joke what Tom was talking about, like being on a train and where is it going and is this going somewhere. A lot of people that are doing relatively okay get married, and then the passion in their relationship just disappears. And this is especially so when people have children. A child really changes a woman in a lot of psychological ways and physical ways and certainly hormonally and so forth. But it is definitely shown that the experience itself actually changes very much the way things are and the dynamic between a man and a woman. And remarkably, kind of ironically, considering that sex leads to having children, that very thing that you do that has children ends up destroying your desire for sex, particularly with the woman. I think it goes both ways.
Ironically, actually, I got a preview before we actually moved in together.
Just
as mentioned, you notice that the sex drive is you know, it's just it seems like it's, you know, they're always fully charged, they're ready to go on the spot, flip of a dime, they're ready to go anywhere, and more constant throughout the week. After we moved in, I noticed the gradual chest excuses.
Really? Wait a minute. You didn't tell me this before.
It's part of the, you know, I mean, I realize.
Are you getting this, Tom?
Every word. Uh-oh.
So you're telling me that since you moved in, I don't remember how many years together you've been living together, but you're saying that you already see a decline.
I noticed that after we moved in. Absolutely true. Oh. So this is...
That's what happens when you get married. Trust me.
Screw that noise, man. I didn't know that. That's even worse.
You're right. And so if this is, you know, and as you mentioned...
That's a preview, man.
That's a preview. That is a window of what's to come. It's only going to get worse. I mean...
Wow.
I'm not looking forward to that. As you mentioned, once they have kids, they're going to have additional excuses why not to have sex. And as men, you know, I mean... I'd rather just be dating if this is a case where you could,
I hate to say it to you, but you got it right there laid out in front of you. And what you just said about that, that's terrifying. You know, that's really the end of the rest of the story. If you already see an attitude developing for her in terms of, you know, moving in and cutting back on the sex, can you imagine what's going to happen when she thinks that she's got you by the balls once you've signed on the dotted line, as it were?
I can only imagine, and that actually it's one of the fears that you know, it just makes me run for the other side. I mean, it makes me run the opposite way.
Look, what it boils down to is this. You don't want to get married.
Ultimately, I don't.
So then why do it?
But I think you didn't say that so specifically until today. When I was talking to you, you were kind of hemming and hawing a little.
Exactly. It's kind of like, again, it's going back to your inner voice being, spoken from a second point, person point of view, and you just kind of your mentality just clears. Everything kind of just makes sense. Like, you're right. You're an actual, you see this on a regular basis. You have clients that go through this, and, it makes sense after speaking with you within the first few minutes.
Wow. Well, anyway, I'm glad I had this talk with you. I'm glad that we got through to you. I'm very curious what's going to happen now. Are you going to follow up with us? I have, 10% feeling that she might start really putting on the waterworks and crying and freaking out. And do you think that's going to work with you maybe?
I think I'm pretty firm on my decision by now. I think it's a matter of, just moving forward and cutting the losses at this point. It's not in my best interest.
Yeah, right.
By the way, it's not nothing personal against her. It's never in your own best interest. Never.
Yeah. I hope that's really clear. I'm really glad that Tom said that. I don't even know her. She might be terrific, right? I mean,
she could be.
We're not like trashing your girlfriend in particular. I just don't think this works for anyone.
Well, when I go to Portland, Oregon for the weekend, I rent a Chrysler 200 because, I'm just going to need it for a couple of days. I'm going to drive it over from speed bumps and stuff. But if somebody came to me and said, okay, how would you like to buy this Chrysler 200? It could be yours. That's when I would say, I'm done with it now. I got my weekend out of it. I'm going over some speed bumps. Why would I want to buy it?
I drove the shit out of that Chrysler.
Right.
Done.
So you've already gotten what you wanted to get here. In fact, you got it for 7 years, Philip. So, but you really have to look at relationships that way. The terms of the deal are changing. And it's great as long as you don't have to sign a contract. But when you have to sign up and you have to pay for the right to be with her, is it really worth what you're going to have to pay, both financially and emotionally?
Look how our society frames it. They say, make an honest woman out of her, right?
Right.
Do the right thing, man up, right?
Right.
It's amazing how we get conned into this bullshit with that kind of stuff. And I don't know in your case particularly, Philip, but there's a lot of guys that have a lot of family pressure, social pressure, religious pressure, by the way. That's a very big one. A lot of guys have a whole kind of background Catholicism or whatever, that they think they're supposed to get married or it's the right thing to do or whatever. And that influences people a lot more than you think.
Absolutely true. In my case, at least, that wasn't a factor. But I can see that there's a social pressure from her friends. We go to social events. They're starting to talk about how long you guys been together. It's about time.
I love that.
And by the way, she never jumps in and defends you either. She never says, Philip is so great. Doesn't matter to me. If we get married, if he wants to, that's great. If he does, she does. She lets her friends do the dirty work. Isn't that right?
Absolutely true. It seems like it's a setup in a way. It seems like she already, had a pre-conversation with them before, they meet with me, and so they can prompt the question up.
Right. So I think you know what you have to do. Adam is saying he can't wait to hear what happens. But, Philip, I think the decision has been made during this call.
Absolutely true. And only, after speaking with Adam, I made my decision, and I'm not moving forward.
Well, Tom's the tough guy. Tom would say you ought to DTB and dump her right now.
Right. But I would say that.
That's right. How did I guess?
Yes.
I have a feeling what Phil is talking about is something a little more in the middle. That he's not going to go along with marrying her, but he's going to stay with her, assuming she doesn't
freak
out.
She's not going to accept that. She's going to now make life more difficult. And, oops, she's going to stop using birth control. Write it down.
Oh, jeez.
That's what's going to happen.
Are you listening to this, Philip?
I'm listening to that, and that's what I'm going to be able to hold back from. I'm actually moving out. I'm not going to stay there.
Really?
Absolutely true. I can't get all my chances like that. I mean, I came this far, and I can't risk putting my fate on her.
I'd go a step further, Philip. I would have the new place ready to go, and I would plan on moving my stuff out when you know she's at work or at visiting her friends or whatever she's doing, so that there's no big drama, there's no calls to 911, there's no allegations. You take your stuff, you get out, make it clean.
I'm going to take that advice, huh?
Yeah. I've been there, and I've done that. I've done it both ways.
It's definitely a good time for something dramatic to happen on her part, where she's going to pull some bullshit if you're not careful.
Yeah, I'm going to avoid the drama scenario, so I'm going to be able to do a surprise, just like Tom mentioned. Maybe when she's out to work on the weekends or something, then I can get my buddies to help out. And by the time she comes back, it's just to be an empty apartment.
Have your utilities put in. Have it all ready to go. Pick a date like March 1st. February is a short month. And so you get your utilities turned on. You plan on your moving van or whatever you're going to. You can get your buddies helping you move, whatever you're going to do. And then make that plan for a time that you know she's going to be out, and then be done with it. And make sure you don't have sex with her between now and then. Because I'm telling you, you're in the red zone right now.
As of right now, I'm in the red zone, and she's not going to, you know, I mean, it's the point where I'm not going to gamble my chances.
Oh, Tom is so right. There's this goodbye sex and all that, right?
Right.
This is like last time. Won't you just be with me one more time?
And, you know, just like when I've had a dog and the dog can tell when you're leaving for the day and sees you putting your socks on and starts doing cute things to keep you from leaving the house. I guarantee you, if you think your dog can tell when you're leaving, imagine your girlfriend. She's going to know something's up. And so she's going to try everything. Many women try hopping on top of you without a condom. Come on, one more time. This is how these things happen. So you really have to make rules for yourself, and you have to make sure that you're going to take complete control of the situation.
Yeah, that's really
absolutely true. Absolutely.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm glad if we pulled you out of it. I know it was some kind of automatic pilot. Let's say, was that it?
Absolutely. And again, if it wasn't for your call, I think I would have still been lingering and. God forbid I would have been into this situation and would have gone any further.
What would you say to the boys in terms of watching out for this?
Listen to your inner voice. Do pay attention to this because it's really important. I have a feeling that I'm just one out of many guys that succumb to their girlfriend. And before you know it, they're going to be, a year or 6 months afterwards, they're going to be calling you. Asking for advice, and by then it's going to be too late. Now you have to go through the whole legal process, and they could be avoiding this by calling you in advance. So listen to the inner voice. It's just, one call, 5 minutes, and that call will change your life.
Wow. All right, well, thanks a lot. I appreciate you telling us all this.
Adam, thanks so much. Tom, as always, thank you for everything.
Of course. And
picking up with Dino voicemail.
Oh, great one.
All right. Here you go, Philip.
You are the biggest asshole I've ever met in my entire life. Your Lycus 101 shit is completely retarded. Okay, you just got lucky, hon. Let me tell you, it will never happen again. You are such a piece of shit. You're never going to score in this town again. Everyone's going to find out about how sorry you are and about how shitty Tom Lycus is because he's a piece of shit. You stupid butt crack. You are through. I am telling everyone, you stupid little asshole. Goodbye.
Gotta love that.
Pays to advertise.
Oh, absolutely it does. All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back. We'll talk some more with Adam. You may have questions for Adam. Look at that. We may have just talked somebody out of getting married, and obviously, Adam would love the business, and he'd love to be writing that prenup.
I talked myself out of a client, man.
But there you go. Adam put the best interest of the client first, which is a good thing. And we could talk with you about divorce, separation, prenups, postnups, child custody, child support, vaginamony, which is what we call alimony around here. Of course, the prenups and the postnups. All of that, if you've got a question about family law Now is your time, right now, to call us in this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. You call 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. 901-3000-TOM. Dial us right now at 901-3000-866.
No transmitters, no satellite dishes, no corporate bullshit. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Webinars by Dennis are back with secrets of self-employment and success not taught in school. Webinars by Dennis could be exactly what you need to get on the road to financial success. In his 30 years as a consultant and tax professional, Dennis has seen it all, breaking down the books of hundreds of clients and even helping people like you start their own business ventures. And with that experience, he's developed a trusted reputation as having a unique and insightful look at both the successes and pitfalls of those seeking to attain personal wealth. And now he's sharing his knowledge with you in a series of videos packed full of experiences, anecdotes, and practical tricks of the trade that can help you find that business angle that's been eluding you. Watch them on your PC, Mac, or smartphone and become inspired to succeed in the way you've always dreamed. Just go to webinarsbydennis.com. That's webinarsbydennis.com. You could be one video away from living the dream.
Were you with Dr. Skanky Poon? He's the director of testicular abnormalities at the Poonjai Center for Ball Health. Doctor, what can you tell us about tiny ball syndrome?
Oh, totally tiny. Terribly tiny balls.
Yes, it's tiny ball syndrome.
Terribly tiny, totally tiny balls.
Well, you heard the doctor.
Terribly tiny.
Don't let it happen to you.
Tiny, tiny balls.
Newer, faster, harder. New normal rock.
Foco Liz is back with brand new additions to the FOCO clothing line at FOCOU-FOCOME.com. T-shirts, tops, tanks, and accessories for both guys and chicks, all designed by Liz and made with high-quality material. Grab yourself a classic tee in sizes small to double XL. Or check out the accessories, including wristbands, hats, bags, and more, for you or to give as a gift. It's all FOCO, and it's all at the right price. Show your support for an original P1 who has not only supported the show for years, but has fed the content kitty with those gems you'll never forget. Show her some love at FOCOU-FOCOME.com today. It's the complete line of everything FOCO, but the ceviche, of course, at FOCOU-FOCOME.com.
Camera time!
If you are separated or thinking about getting a divorce, or maybe you're in the middle of a botched divorce, if you're wondering who's going to get custody of the kids or how much you're going to have to pay, you're wondering about whether your prenup will stand up or whether a postnup is good enough, maybe you've got a restraining order against you, this is all the bailiwick of our guest every Tuesday on the Tom Likas Show. Family law attorney Adam Sachs, and you can call and talk with Adam at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is the telephone number. 901-3000-866. Now, that was a very interesting call. Here we have someone who, literally, I think you heard his mind changing as the call progressed. I don't think he was so sure that he was going to leave at the beginning of our call here. And I, based on what you're telling me, Adam, it sounds to me like he was planning on getting married, even though it wasn't good for him.
I don't know. I mean, I love the guy and all, but did you really listen to him? He sounded a little shaky even now. It's amazing, you know? It's the power of the pussy, Tom.
Right. And in this particular case, though, we're talking about not only that, but it's fear of hearing them cry. And I always say, if you're not making them cry, you're not doing it right. And for me, getting tears is, it's like gold for me.
That's the gold standard.
That's the gold standard. When they're crying, I know I'm doing it right.
When they're not crying, when I'm crying, I'm doing it wrong. But when they're crying, I'm doing it right. And that's really the issue, is that many guys don't leave, and I think that was his case. Many guys don't leave because they don't want to see the crying.
Well, you know, there's a whole couple of things that go on, I think, when you get involved with a woman and she starts rearranging your house and she gets these little dogs and she starts, you know, changing your life bit by bit by bit. And, you know, relationships are supposed to be compromised, Tom, wasn't that?
That's what they said, yes.
Apparently, the more you compromise, the less the relationship has going for it. But theoretically, you know, as a guy, you're accepting more and more things that are really kind of off the path of what you wanted. I'm always reminded, Tom, where, you know, you said when you were a 12-year-old or a 14-year-old, you get pictures of Lamborghinis and so forth.
Right.
And then you are married and you're in your 30s and you're driving a fucking minivan.
Right.
Which is not exactly what you expected.
Yeah. And it's really a metaphor for women. You know, you thought you were going to be driving a Lamborghini.
Oh, the woman, too.
Depending on what decade you were born, you thought you were going to be driving Farrah Fawcett, or you thought you were going to be driving Megan Fox, or whoever the poster was of your era. But you end up driving Rosie O'Donnell, the Toyota Corolla.
Oh, dear.
You end up with somebody who is, it's just not what you were planning on.
I guess the thing is, you know, when you look at the changes you're making and some of these adjustments, it's how far does it have to go? And when you talk about, you know, marrying someone that you really don't want to be with, and you're really taking on their agenda and making their dreams come true, I mean, that's really a fact. It's the little girls who are playing with dolls and dress up the baby and have, you know, waited their whole life for Prince Charming to buy them the house with a white picket fence. And in a lot of ways, if you're a man, you got to be really smart about this, because, you know, unless this is really what you want. And it's unusual to find a guy who feels that way. But, I mean, basically, you're a utility helping someone else, her, achieve her dream, not yours.
Right.
And the worst part is, and this is what's devastating, for guys that make these tremendous sacrifices and help this woman achieve essentially her dream and her dream situation, which is very antithetical to what the guy wants, generally speaking. And, you know, you think that she's going to be thrilled and appreciative, but actually she's not. And it's very common that she's going to treat you like shit, even though you're doing all these things as a sacrifice to her. If you look at Phil, he was already saying, right? I didn't hear it when I spoke to him on the phone, by the way, just on this call on the air just now. He's saying that even in the past few years since they moved in together, she's already cutting back on the sex and sort of playing the game with him. And, you know, if you heard this once in a while, you'd say, not all girls are like that, right? That's that whole thing of not all women are like
that.
Well,
not every Powerball ticket is going to be a loser like yours. One of them is going to be the big jackpot.
I know, but if they sell 100 million tickets, okay, and only one of them is going to be the jackpot, that's a fraction even of a percentage.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but the thing is, this guy is telling me a story, and God knows, Tom, I've heard it so many times. What's happening in today's world, and I said this before, but there's no doubt about it, is the guys are coming back from the war. In other words, you're being asked to sign up, and you don't know if you should or you shouldn't. And now your older brother, your father, your grandfather is coming back from the battlefield, and he's saying, are you fucking kidding? Let me tell you, buddy, it's a nightmare, okay? I mean, you know, forget that it's your mom or your sister-in-law or whatever. I was married. It was really bad. I don't recommend it. And I think that is becoming more and more common. What I heard when I was growing up, as I recall, was, you know, half of them end in divorce, which strongly suggests that the other half must be happy. And believe it or not, people are willing to take odds like that. People are willing to say, okay, I'll take that chance. But when you look at the reality of it, the ones that stay married, a lot of them, very large number of them, are in sexless marriages. They're not happy. They live in separate rooms. They're miserable with each other, but they just don't have the guts or the money or whatever to get divorced. And the ones that are divorced, you see, the guys say, oh, I really want a family, whatever. Oh, yeah? So you have this pissed off ex-wife who won't let you see your own kids, who moves to another state, who tells the kids you're a piece of shit, who sues you for child support and alimony. And, you know, there was this thing that people talked about, you know, like, I guess it's different if the woman never worked. But nowadays, like, a lot of women do work, okay? So they say, well, if I split our assets 50-50, that's fair because she earned half the money. But the truth is that's not what happens at all. The woman is never satisfied with 50-50. She wants the 50, and then she wants to get as much more as she can to bankrupt you. And when she goes after you in terms of all kinds of aspects of stuff for the children, for herself, all kinds of connections to you paying for the divorce and you paying for her lawyer and you paying the evaluators and all these other factors, you're going to find that you've paid a lot more than half. And, you know, it takes guys. I've seen guys that took 10, 15, 20 years to get back to where they were financially.
If they ever get back to where they were.
Yeah. I'm sorry to say that's true, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you being careful, Tom, even though you, you know, got married a few times and having all your prenups and everything, you're actually quite the exception. I think you know that.
Oh, I do know that. I know, but partly it's because I never agreed to have kids.
Right.
And partly I did handstands to make sure that my prenups would stand up in every way. Never had a prenup signed, after a date was set for wedding.
Right, all the legal aspects.
All of the legal aspects. The retired judge asking questions and on videotape, the videographer. I made sure there was absolutely no way this thing was not going to stand up.
No, I was just thinking about, like, you know, if I had known you in some other context and you're telling me about this fantastic house you had in the Hollywood Hills, and this fantastic ranch that you had in Santa Barbara, and this fucking bitch took it from you.
Right.
You'd be a very different guy.
I would be a very different guy.
You'd be one of these sad sorts.
There's a video somewhere in my collection of a woman I married saying on tape.
Yeah.
It was a tape back then. Saying on tape.
You're going to publish this tape, Tom.
The question was... from the retired judge. He said, you do understand that if you get divorced, you're getting absolutely nothing except what you came in with and what you earned during this marriage. You understand that, right? And she said, oh, Your Honor, you know, it's all about love. This has nothing to do with money.
Yeah, right.
But she said it on camera. She said it. And so he kept pounding away and saying, all right, well, you understand that, but... you will get $0 and zeros. So he said it as many different ways as he could say. When you get married, you will not be getting absolutely anything at
you
all.
You understand.
And you do what, and you speak English, right? I know you're from another country. Do you speak English?
And you're not on any medicines right now.
Yes. Yes, I speak English. So you understand English. Yes. And you are competent in the English language. Yes. It just went on and on like that. And that's why it stood up, because...
But that's worth mentioning. She did fight it.
No, well, she threatened to fight it.
Okay, there we go.
But there was no way she was going to win.
But it still came up. She still was talking about fighting.
She talked about it, but she never actually did it.
Well, that shows you what bullshit it was when she said that it was her plan at the time. Because
they're going to say whatever they have to say. Even under oath, they're going to say what they have to say.
That's awful, man.
I know. That's why I tell these guys not to get married, not to do it. Don't do it. Just don't. I'm going to take a break. We're going to come back, and Adam's going to tell you how you can get in touch with him. And who knows, maybe he can talk you out of doing something stupid. Don't go anywhere.
Over 700,000 tune-ins every month. Don't fuck with us. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
All right, boys, let's talk insurance. Coslow Insurance. COSTLO. Now, you've probably heard Jeremy Rubin on our show. Jeremy's family has owned and operated Coslow since 1965, and they're all about getting you the right protection at the right price. Now, you know I got my Tesla Model S insured with Coslow. Well, you know, I was so happy with their service. Now I've added two more of my cars and my home in the Hollywood Hills. And it's not just me. Plenty of listeners have called to tell us how thrilled they are that they've made the switch. Look, there's a reason Coslow has been in business for almost 50 years. Give them a call for a free, no-obligation quote. The number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance. It's 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com today. Coslow. C-O-S-T-L-O.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. Especially on Gin and Juice Wednesdays.
Dino on an angry gin drunk can only be like a complete mess.
Really getting
a complete mess. Holy shit, you are just about to witness something.
Destructive.
Want to get the kids out of the room? Because Dino's about to get down.
Yep. Gin mad. I'm gin mad.
He's not laid back, smoking Indo, sipping on gin.
And I have no money to have my mind on. So that's out.
Guts. Glory. Stupidity.
Motherfuck.
The Gary and Dino Show.
And that's just fine.
Go to GaryandDino.com.
Laid back. With a mind on the lack of money and the money on the lack of the mind. Or whatever I said.
Okay, boys. Let's talk about step-ups. That's step-ups, top quality insoles. Now, as you know, chicks bring so many deceiving tactics to the game, it's ridiculous. Fake knockers, nails, eyelashes, hair color. How about high heels? Women are never the height they appear to be. Well, now it's your turn to even the playing field, and that's where step-ups come in. With step-ups, anyone, even you, can be 2 inches taller instantly. Thanks to revolutionary technology, step-ups fit perfectly inside your shoe, and no one will ever know they're there. And while wearing step-ups, you can do anything you normally do. Get them now for the ridiculously low price of $21.95. And not only that, for a limited time only, enter coupon code TOM101 and get free lifetime replacement on your step-ups. Did you hear that? Lifetime replacement for Tom Likas Show listeners only. Plus, they'll throw in a free upgrade to priority shipping. Go to step-ups.com for a unique, ultra-comfortable walking on air experience. Life is short. You don't have to be. Get step-ups today.
Hammer time.
The Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, a bonus hour. And you hear Adam Sachs every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And, Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, you can give me a call toll-free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. I do answer my own phone. You can also check my website, www.adamlawyer.com. And you can send me an email, which I really appreciate. And I answer my own emails right away, usually. Adam@AdamLawyer.com. And I've been talking to a lot of people on Facebook, so check me out there, too. That's a lot of fun.
He's everywhere. All right, Adam Sachs, and we'll hear from Adam again next Tuesday at this very same time.
Serving the universe from an old laundromat in Burbank. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys of Gary's Dino.
Retards.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the now fully digital magazine devoted to beer. It's
fully digital.
Beer Magazine, the Supreme Court ruled today that you can grow a beard in prison.
All right.
Apparently, a Arkansas prisoner cited his Muslim faith as his reason for wanting to grow a beard, and Supreme Court ruled in his favor.
That man is Gregory Holt.
Yeah. They used to say you could hide contraband in your beard. That's why they made you shave it off.
Yeah.
9-0 opinion on the court, so there you have it. Beards all the way around, everybody.
Even Justice Alito, he said, he tried to stop it, but then ended up changing it because of Holt's religious freedom.
It's your boy, Alito.
That's right. Silly. I think there's two WAPs on the bench. Get the other one.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
There's another WAP there.
I thought Alito was on the OJ case.
That is a great day, too.
That guy's retiring, by the way. What was his name again? I think he just retired, like, last week.
I don't know, but he's...
Ito.
Judge Ito. Lance Ito.
Lance. Yeah.
That dude's awesome.
Totally. He's moving on to porn now. After a five-month-long investigation, a former Louisville bus driver is charged with facilitating third-degree sexual abuse.
What?
And... sexual misconduct in her bus because, this is an amazing story, she failed to stop a 12-year-old girl from giving a 17-year-old boy a blowjob.
Oh, yeah, put the brakes on that.
You know how they have video in these buses now? Apparently it was all right there on the video, and it was happening right behind her, and she was clearly aware of it and went, you know what, let the kids have some fun.
Yeah. The chicheros want to have
12, some. Dude.
Yeah.
12-year-old giving blowjobs.
Please don't stop the chicheros. Please don't stop the chicheros.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
Oh, man, allowing it. Yeah. Our girl's in trouble.
Former NFL tight end Jeremy Stevens, who's married to USA soccer star Hope Solo, was arrested for a DUI here in Los Angeles this week.
Yeah, he has his hands full all the time.
Yeah.
With her getting in trouble and then not getting in trouble.
Miss Solo, according to sources, was belligerent in the car with the cops, threatening to...
And he's married to Hope Solo? I can't believe that.
No, it was Hope Solo that was belligerent.
Right. Yes. Solo was acting belligerent.
Yes. Crazy situation.
One of the cops said that she was, that both of them were considered a major pain.
Yeah. She was whipping out her cell phone saying she was going to record the cops.
By the way, both Solo and Stevens were both attempting this, according to police, to pull the old "don't you know who we are" card.
It always works. Always works. Don't you know that?
Ask Reese Witherspoon how that works out. DUI stop.
Mr. Stevens, TMZ is told, refused to submit to the breath test, so cops... got a warrant to take him to the hospital to test his blood.
Hammer time.
Hammer time.
Ultimately, the cops were convinced he was wasted and arrested him for DUI, according to TMZ.
Right. These two are a recipe for disaster. I'm surprised none of us have picked either one of them for the Deadpool.
Because I put exactly 2.5 minutes into my Deadpool picks, and I think it shows. Thank you very much.
You didn't see the bronze statue of Mike Timpson get wheeled in here for winning the last year's Deadpool.
Also, former One Life to Live star Brandon Buddy, were arrested for DUI in Texas.
Yeah, it looks like life after soap opera is not working out for our friend Brandon Buddy.
Looks like he took a couple of shots at the face or something.
He did.
Boy is being investigated for possession of dangerous drugs as well. They found prescription meds in his car January 4th.
I support that.
He's still in jail for... this happened January 4th. He's still in jail for DUI.
Like I say, he must have had run into some rough times after the paycheck stopped.
Well, finally a pick alert for you. It's that Amber Rose. You know the one with the shaved head?
Yes.
And a big knocker's a big ass?
Gigantic.
What
acid.
Is going on exactly?
She likes to go on jet skis and relax, sit by the pool, and show off some type of thong bathing suit, which is just basically that. Couple pieces of rope and...
it's right up the arse. And a nice tattoo.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah
our girl has that big dumper that basically looks like two 747 engines.
Thank you.
They're massive.
It's plenty more news for guys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino. Be sure to check out the podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. There's a brand new show every single Friday. It's GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today. Enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com.
This is the new normal.
I'm like a sex ninja.